You hear a lot about Line 5, and you hear a lot about the back and forth between Enbridge and the state of Michigan and the new administration. Of course, the solution put forth by Enbridge is spending $500 million to build a tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac so that Line 5 can be removed and a permanent solution put into place. The politics continues to battle itself out. But my next guest isn't involved with the politics. Instead, she's involved with making sure the project is on time and on schedule and on budget and all of those things. Amber Pasdor is the Enbridge project manager for the tunnel project. Amber, welcome to the program.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much. It's my pleasure. And you have no idea of how delighted I am to hear you say what you just said, because really so much of what people hear about the project is, you know, back and forth between the state and Enbridge. And my sole focus, and about 20 of my other colleagues, every day in and day out, all we care about is how are we going to build the tunnel and put the pipeline in it. And that is what I love to talk about.
Well, then let's talk about exactly that, because this is a huge undertaking. This is an engineering marvel, isn't it?
It is pretty special, I think, what we're learning about the geology. So let me just tell you for one second where we're at now, and where I'm going to encourage you and all of your listeners to get their inner geologist geek on right now, is that we're moving forward with the geotechnical program. And when you think about a tunnel, I like to use this analogy. When you think about building a pipeline, the material is the steel. And we'll go to the factory and we'll look at the steel and we make sure we like what we see. When you think about building a tunnel, your material is the rock and the soil. And it is unbelievably fascinating. This is new for me, and I just love learning about it. I think that if I could do it all over again, I might think about being a geologist, because what we learn about the history of the Straits, I like to say to people, it's like ancestry.com for the Straits of Mackinac. And so what we're learning about the geology, what it used to be, what was there, and I'm talking 400 million years ago. Some of the samples of the soil and rock that we're pulling up is literally actually 400 million years old. So it's pretty cool when you think about it.
That's pretty awesome. I hear a budding geology geek coming right out of you right now, Amber.
I
hear
that.
So when you look at this, I mean, this is important, because the base, the substance, what's in the Straits, that dictates how you build the tunnel, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Steve. You've hit the nail on the head. It's going to inform the most important decisions that we have to make about the design and the construction. So as we learn what the rock is it solid? Is it broken up? Is it something we call cobble, which is like little stones? Is there sand? And all of that helps us make sure that we pick the best tunnel boring machine that can safely and efficiently drive across. That's what you call it when you build a tunnel. You call it mining or driving the tunnel boring machine. So that's a little bit of lingo there for you. It's informing the most important decisions about how the tunnel will be designed and constructed. It's understanding the nature of the rock and the soil, and so we know what we can expect.
Let me ask you this. Do you look at other tunnel projects that have been done either here in America or around the world to kind of look at what was done and what worked for other people and then apply that science and that mathematics to this build?
To some extent, Steve, not totally, because every tunnel is truly unique, and the geology, which is so important, is unique to every tunnel. I think where that really plays in, looking around and saying what other projects have been built, is when you look at who you might want to pick to construct and design the tunnel. So that's one of the other processes we're doing right now, is we're moving forward with picking a design engineer and a construction contractor. And so in that case, we want to look to them and say, hey, you know, we think that we're going to have some interesting ground conditions. Do you have similar experience? And tunneling is international, so all over the world. And we say, you know what, we think we're going to have a fairly high pressure under the Straits of Mackinac. It's deep. So we look to the design engineers and the construction contractors and their experience in that kind of, high pressure and the type of rock and soil we expect to see. Specifically, though, other tunnels and correlating that to ours, not so much that, but more about who builds it and designs it.
Well, that's important. Obviously, and I didn't even conceive of the pressure underneath the water that creates an extra element of work and science and math. I mean, what a great place for STEM students to go study a project like this and all the things that come to bear when you talk about science and math. I mean, you sound excited about this, Amber. You sound like you're really enjoying this.
I am really enjoying it. I've been at Enbridge for 11 years now. I've worked on dozens and dozens of projects, but this one is special for me in two ways. Number one, I think it really shows Enbridge's commitment. We heard what Michigander said. We heard what the state had said, and we said, you know what, we're committed to doing this. We're committed to making a safe pipeline even safer by putting it far below the lake bed in a tunnel. The chance of an anchor strike is zero. The chance of a leak in the pipeline reaching the straits, if that were to occur, is almost statistically zero. It's virtually impossible. So I'm proud to be able to be part of that project where Enbridge has said, listen, we heard and we're moving forward. But the second reason is because I've never built a tunnel before. I've never been on a major project of a tunnel. I've been on offshore wind, solar, pipelines, oil, gas. This is my first tunnel and pipeline in a tunnel. So I guess it's pretty cool. And I'm meeting some really interesting geologists.
Sure.
Are pretty geeky. And I it's pretty interesting.
I'm sure they are. So while we ignore politics, are we on track? Are we on time? Are we on schedule? So if the politics takes care of itself, you can take care of the pipeline.
Absolutely. You know what? I barely even pay attention to the politics. I will confess to you and to who's ever listening that I really try to, I have to be aware of it, but my focus is totally the project. And I've got about 20 people, like I said, working behind me, and we're just like, I'm not stopping till my leader would have to actually, like, physically probably pat me on the shoulder and say, slow down, lady. And other than that, it's full steam ahead for us. Like I said, we're doing the geotech program. We're in the process of interviewing designers and constructors. And we're also preparing and doing all of the environmental studies and the work we need to do to file our applications. So the team is moving ahead.
Getting a lot done. Amber, great conversation. Really appreciate you being here. And the enthusiasm, I mean, it's contagious. Makes me want to go dig a tunnel, you know. I enjoyed it. Amber Pastor from Enbridge, she's the project manager there. And I'm sure we'll talk again for an update, but thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
There you have it. I mean, there's a lady that's fired up now. She wants to get down on the rocks and, you know, and get dirty and get her hands dirty and roll up her sleeves. I kind of like that. It's kind of fun. I like that kind of enthusiasm. I hope you do, too. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.